Good morning. Oh boy, are we in for a treat today if you like pulled pork. Pork Everest. I know Grzanich has seen a picture of this. It's a sandwich, the winner of the Pulled Pork Madness Contest, organized by the Illinois Pork Producers Association. I use the term sandwich loosely because this monster, assembled by Drew and Taryn Bunting, owners of the Smokin' Pig food truck in downstate Olney. Well, here, Drew will tell you what's in the Pork Everest.
It's got two pork chops, it's got two helpings of mac and cheese, it's got two helpings of pulled pork, and then toppings, pickles, onions, jalapenos, barbecue sauce, and it's got all in between three buns.
Oh my, that's a lot. So how much does it cost?
We charge $20 for it. We sell a lot of them, and most people that order them do actually finish them, believe it or not.
Give me a few days, and maybe. Drew Bunting spoke with Dan Grant of the Illinois Farm Bureau's FarmWeekNow.com. Pork Everest beat out 226 contenders in a bracket-style competition. The final four were Smokin' Pig, Polly's Barbecue in Arthur, Little Willie's Barbecue in Springfield, and My Buddy's Barbecue in Jacksonville. You'll be able to see a photo of Pork Everest on our website. Trust me, it's worth a look. Speaking of pork, last week was a loser for pork futures at the Merck. June hogs were down the $3 limit Thursday and Friday. Feeder cattle and live cattle were also lower for the week. Corn ended about a nickel higher for the week at $5.86. Soybeans added over 40 cents for the week. Wheat was also a gainer, up about 25 cents. But the ongoing star of the CME party is lumber, setting record highs every day last week. Today's Farm to Your Belly feature is a twofer, National Garlic Day and National Amaretto Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.